It's mid-morning, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Homicide Lieutenant Don Halverson enters City Woman's Jail, asks that Kate Beekman be brought to a conference room. And now, a few moments later, as Kate follows the matron...
Josie?
Yeah?
Do your feet still hurt?
The dogs are okay.
I'm glad. Josie?
Hmm?
You say it isn't Mr. Mason who wants to see me? You sure?
Yeah. Mason left a few minutes ago.
I wonder who it can be. Do you know?
What do you care?
Because there are some people I don't want to see.
Then don't talk to them. Who don't you want to see?
Several people. Do you know if it's Lieutenant Halverson?
Look, I told you I don't know who it is. Don't you want to see Halverson?
No.
How come? I thought you liked the guy.
Do you, Josie?
What's happened?
Don't you know?
I just come on duty. What happened?
I don't wish to discuss it. And neither do I wish to see Lieutenant Halverson.
That's probably not him. Because he always came up to your cell. Well, maybe it is. I tell you what, kid, I'll find out.
Oh, never mind.
No trouble. I'll check at the desk, and if it's Halverson, I'll tell him you don't want to see him.
Thank you just the same, but I'll tell him myself. If it is the lieutenant.
You just said you didn't want to...
Well, it's cowardly to avoid seeing someone just because...
Him, all right. I see him through the crack in the door. What's the matter with him? He's walking up and down like a caged tiger. See him?
Yes.
It isn't too late, kid. You don't have to talk to him.
Yes, I do. I want to give him a piece of my mind. Josie, is my lipstick on straight?
Your lipstick? Yeah, it's okay.
Very well. Let's go in.
Just ring when you want me, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Lieutenant Halverson?
Listen, Katie.
I'm only going to stay long enough.
I said listen to me, Katie.
I don't have to listen if I don't want to.
You'll listen if I have to yell at you.
Please don't, Lieutenant.
You're going to stay right here until we get something straight.
I understand perfectly.
Straight, between you and me. Now, I'm talking to you here so we won't be interrupted, and now you quit interrupting me. Now, look, Katie.
Miss Beekman, if you please.
I said Katie, and I meant it. And please stop looking at me like you were looking at a snake or something.
I'm scared of you.
And quit being scared of me. All right, if it'll make you feel better, stand on the other side of the table. All I want you to do is listen to me. Now then, you're all up in the air because you got wise that Mary Moriarty's a policewoman.
I'm certainly not up in the air, as you put it.
You're hot and bothered because I planted her in the cell next to yours. Okay, maybe I was wrong to do it.
Maybe you were.
I said maybe. You didn't get hurt, and Mary's a nice girl, even if she is a cop. Just remember that, miss. Just because a guy happens to be a cop, that doesn't make him automatically a jerk.
Does it make him a liar automatically?
I never lied to you in my life.
Oh.
Not once.
Maybe not in words, but you weren't honest with me.
If you'll only give me a chance.
You had Mary pretend to be my friend so she could spy on me.
Maybe at first, but I...
And just yesterday, you asked me if I killed Gordy Weber, and you said you believed me.
I did.
You didn't, because you didn't tell me about Mary.
I was going to.
Oh, Don.
I was going to.
I won't believe you just because you shout at me.
Katie, please. Let me just explain. Will you please do that?
How can you?
Katie, all I'm asking is for you to quietly let me explain. Now, in the first place, when I asked Mary to pretend to be a prisoner, I did it for one reason. The evidence said you killed Weber in cold blood. But after talking to you, I began to have doubts. So what was I going to do? You wouldn't tell me the whole story.
Told you I didn't kill him.
But you wouldn't give me the whole story. You haven't yet. So what was I going to do?
Have a policewoman pretend to be my friend and spy on me.
Call her a spy if you want to, but she is your friend.
Oh.
And all either of us wanted was to help you.
By spying on me.
By getting at the truth. Oh, Katie, don't turn your face away from me. Look at me, please. I wouldn't have had this happen for anything in the world. And if you'd get over being mad, you'd see my side of it.
You said yesterday you believed me. You didn't say it in words, but you looked at me and you held my hand.
Let me hold it again and forget about Mary.
No.
Katie, be reasonable. Mary and I were talking just a minute ago.
I bet you were.
Hmm?
Talking about me and laughing about
me. No, Kate.
I've never been so humiliated.
Kate, I was going to tell you about Mary this morning.
What?
That's why I'm here. I was going to tell you and your lawyer.
Why?
Because I did believe you yesterday.
Then why didn't you tell me then?
Tell you what?
Oh, what happened overnight to change your mind. If you did change.
Nothing. Nothing happened, Kate, but... Well, I'm a man. I don't make up my mind all at once like an adding machine. Are you going to listen to me?
No.
Yes, you are.
You stay away from
now,
me.
Now, you come back here.
Oh, you're hurting my arm.
Now, you quit acting red-headed stubborn, will you?
If you don't like the color of my hair...
I love it. I'm crazy about it. All right, you won't listen, you won't, but I'm going to tell you just the same. Maybe I could spend all day pleading with you, and maybe you'd begin to pay attention. Maybe. But we haven't got all day because the DA's ready to take you to trial, and we haven't got a minute to lose. I know it, and your lawyer knows, and if you'd get off your high horse and open your eyes, you'd know it. I'm through talking to a girl who's too proud to recognize her own friends. I'm going to prove it to you.
What?
That everything I've been saying is true.
Don't trouble yourself, Lieutenant.
Trouble myself when I can't sleep nights, when all I can think about is you?
Why do you think of me? I'm just
Because you're the girl I've been looking for all my life, and now I've found you, I'm going to keep you.
You mean keep me in jail, Lieutenant?
So help me, if I get out of here without spanking you...
Oh, wait, Don, don't.
Kate.
You kissed me.
Yeah. And if I had time, I'd do it again. Matron, step on it. I'm in a hurry.
Officer Perry Mason. Oh, yes, Chief. No, not a word from Halverson. What? Okay. Oh, expect you when? Oh, after you see Paul. Right, Chief. Well, Lieutenant Halverson.
Miss Street, the office girl tells me that Mr. Mason is not here.
Don't you believe her, Lieutenant? Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, it's all right, Gertie. I know the lieutenant.
Mason's not here?
No, Lieutenant. Really and truly, cross my heart and hope to die.
All right, all right. But I want to see him.
Yes, so I gathered. We'll be back in an hour or so.
Oh? Well, then I'll be back. I was going to see him at the jail, but we missed connections.
Yes, I know. Shall I tell him?
Tell him I'll call back every half hour. I'm going to see the DA.
Oh?
I guess you know what happened.
Yes. The policewoman in the cell next to Katie's.
Uh-huh. I suppose you think I'm a snake in the grass, too, hmm?
What?
Well, that's okay, Miss Street. You and Mason and Katie, go ahead and think what you want to. I'll tell you, just like I told her, I'm trying to do the right thing.
Did you tell her just now?
Yes. And someday, you people are going to understand that a guy can be a friend, even if he is a cop.
You going to demonstrate that particular fact, Lieutenant?
Yes, I am.
How?
Yeah.
With the lipstick on your nose?
With lip... What are you talking
about? The lipstick on your nose, dear. It's very becoming, but since you're going to see the district attorney...
Wisecracks. Always wisecracks. Look, you just tell Mason I want to see him.
Well, even though it has taken Don Halverson time to make up his mind, the lieutenant seems to have reached his decision at last. And there is excitement and surprise ahead in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?